This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
And there it is. That's as good as it gets on this stage. Nissan Townstar EV strikes again. It's an unstoppable van. Unstoppable!
Look, just fantastic. You can actually see the ProPilot technology in action. Effortless parallel parking.
It moves with all the confidence that comes with a 5-year warranty.
And with a bench full of all-star van experts, there's real strength in depth here.
That's all-star quality.
Search Nissan Townstar EV and visit your local all-star van centre to see for yourself.
Terms and conditions apply. 5 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first.
ProPilot is an advanced driver assist technology. Driver's responsibility to stay alert, drive safely, and control vehicle at all times.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. You can also get rewards points delivered too. So that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants, 18 plus, rewards registration required. Points only on menu items. Delivery fee and terms apply. See McDonald's.com. And welcome back to Cottage Talk. This is my match reaction show. My 5 takeaways from Fulham's victory against Brighton & Hove Albion at Craven Cottage on Saturday. I'm going to go through my 5 takeaways coming up next. I do want to mention that we will have a post-match show on Sunday. I look forward to bringing that to you. But let's not waste any time. Let's get to my 5 takeaways from Fulham's victory against Brighton & Hove Albion. Let's start with number 5. It is what you do with possession that matters. That, to me, is my number 5 takeaway. Brighton & Hove Albion had 71% possession, but it doesn't matter that Fulham only had 29%. They scored the 3 goals. They created all these opportunities on the counter. That's what matters. It's not just simply having the possession. So Fulham were set up to beat them on the counter, and that's exactly what they did. So you can pass the ball all you want. You need to be lethal when you have the possession, and Brighton & Hove Albion were not. Fulham were clinical. That's the difference in this victory for Fulham Football Club. So that's why that's my number 5. Number 4, no Zhao, no problem. So this is the second match in a row that Fulham beat an opponent without Zhao pulling in. This was a problem last season. And now they've been able to do it in convincing fashion. So I want to give a lot of credit to Harrison Reed and also Sasa Lukic, because it probably takes 2 of them to get this done. But they absolutely got this done against Brighton & Hove Albion. And it's going to make it difficult, believe it or not, to get Zhao back in. I don't think he automatically walks back into this Fulham side. How do you break up this tandem right now? They're doing an excellent job. So this is fantastic news. That's why Zhao pulling in, not playing today, and Fulham winning second match in a row. That's why that's my number 4. Number 3, Rodrigo Muniz continues to improve each and every match. I've been talking about this a lot. And again, his center forward play is just fantastic. It's not just the assist that he had on the goal for Harry Wilson. He scores himself from a delivery from Harry Wilson, but it's his hold-up play, his work rate. It's the entire package. He's not Mitro, but he is playing the Mitro role fantastically. So this is just huge news because Armando Broya was brought in to be your starting center forward, and he can't even get in. He has to come in for these basically fleeting moments of matches right now. So he's coming in at the end. He came in at the end of this match. So I don't think that was the plan, to be honest with you, for Armando Broya to barely play for Fulham Football Club. So I think it was fantastic to bring him in, but I also think it lit a fuse underneath Rodrigo Muniz, who took this opportunity and simply has run with it. So congratulations to him for everything that he's done. He's earned it. 5 goals in 5 matches, but it's a lot more than that. He's doing a lot more for Fulham Football Club. So congratulations to Rodrigo Muniz. That's why you're my number 3 takeaway, because you just get better and better as you play for Fulham Football Club. Fantastic. Let's go to number 2. And this is a huge one. Marco Silva won the coaching battle. This was actually one of my keys to victory. And I thought this would be a difficult one playing against De Zerbi's team. And Marco did it once again. I wasn't sure if the right decision was going to be to go with the starting 11 that he did in the match before, basically play the same way. But congratulations to Marco. He backed his team, and they played very well. They made things very difficult for Brighton Hove Albion. I saw an interview that you can actually watch on FulhamFC.com where Harry Wilson and Rodrigo Muniz are being interviewed. I think Wilson's the one that says that basically they were drilled this entire week on how to play against Brighton Hove Albion, that they knew that they were not going to have the ball. And they probably just were so prepared that they just knew exactly what they needed to do. And that comes down to the Fulham manager, his coaching staff. They prepared this team well. And not only that, Marco, I think, got his substitutions right. Adama Traore comes on late, scores again. This is fantastic stuff from Fulham Football Club. And the Fulham manager has a lot to do with it. However, I will say this. He can be a fantastic coach, but if his players don't go out and execute what he wants them to do, it doesn't matter any at all. And that's a credit to Fulham's players here, because they got the job done. They had a game plan, just like they did against Manchester United, and this worked out just as good like they did against Manchester United. Dare I say, maybe they played even better in this match. So congratulations to Fulham Football Club for a huge victory, and that's why Marco Silva winning the coaching battle is my number 2. Coming up next is my number 1 takeaway from this 3-0 victory for Fulham Football Club against Brighton Hove Albion at Craven Cottage.
And there it is. That's as good as it gets on this stage. Nissan Townstar EV strikes again. It's an unstoppable van. Unstoppable!
Look, just fantastic. You can actually see the ProPilot technology in action. Effortless parallel parking.
It moves with all the confidence that comes with a 5-year warranty.
And with a bench full of all-star van experts, there's real strength in depth here.
That's all-star quality.
Search Nissan Townstar EV and visit your local all-star van centre to see for yourself.
Terms and conditions apply. 5 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first.
ProPilot is an advanced driver assist technology. Driver's responsibility to stay alert, drive safely, and control vehicle at all times.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app at participating restaurants. 18 plus. Serving times, delivery fee, and terms apply. See McDonald's.com. Okay, so here is my number 1 takeaway from this Fulham victory against Brighton Hove Albion. And it's this. You can't change this starting 11 right now. How do you change that? I know that João Palhinha is going to be available for the Wolves match. Sorry, you can't change the starting 11. You got something going. I say you got to continue on this until it does not work. Fulham have many options off the bench, but I don't think Paulinho should start against Wolves. I think Marco needs to ride this out as long as he possibly can. So for me, this is huge. And I think, again, Fulham Football Club need to do what's been working. Marco needs to continue to do what's been working, not sticking with his starting 11. So for me, you stick with Leno, Castagna, Robinson. On the left, you have Iwobi. On the right, you have Harry Wilson. In the middle, Lukic and Reed and Pereira, by the way, who I think has been playing very well. And then you got Muniz up front. Do not screw with this. It's working. But maybe there'll be an opportunity where it will be game plan specific against a certain opponent that you do need to change it. But I just don't think it's warranted here. I think right now you have to stick with the starting 11 the way that they're playing and ride it out, as I just said. I just see so many good things coming from Fulham Football Club with this starting 11 right now. And look how far they've come. This is what's amazing about this, because if you look at this, I said this to someone earlier today. There's a bunch of good players here. Are there any really exceptional great players? Maybe Paulinho is your exceptional great player, but beyond that, you have these good players. But what's fantastic about this, because you can have teams that have more talent than Fulham Football Club, but it just proves that when you have a manager that puts a team together and all the parts fit together and the players are executing the plan to play like a team, you can beat teams that are more talented than you. Brighton and Hove Albion probably right now are more talented than Fulham, regardless of all the injuries. I don't want to hear any of those excuses. Talent-wise, even now, Brighton and Hove Albion are more talented, but it just shows you that it's not about acquiring talent. It's about building a team. Proven true, and Fulham Football Club are showing that, because they do not have the most talented team in the Premier League. They need more reinforces for next season. But it's amazing that they can lose Mitrovic like this. It took a while to figure it out, but they figured it out. And the parts are more important than, say, one superstar like Mitrovic. Take him out of the puzzle. That's okay, because we have other pieces that we can put into the puzzle. And right now, they are fitting like a glove. And that's what's so fantastic about what we're watching from Fulham Football Club. And that's going to end this quick episode of the show. Just want to mention one last time before I do wrap up this episode of Cottage Talk, we will have a post-match show on Sunday. Okay. Well, that's going to do it for this episode of Cottage Talk. As always, please do subscribe on YouTube and Apple Podcasts. It does help other Fulham supporters find us. Well, that's going to do it for this episode. My name is Russ Coleman. Thank you as always for watching and listening to Cottage Talk, part of the TalkSport Fan Network. It's the 90th minute and all to play for at the end of the match. All your mates are around. You've got your McDonald's share boxes ready to go. Your mates already got booked for double dipping and you steal the last nugget, snatching all 3 points. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. Are you in? I know I'm in. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee, and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
And there it is. That's as good as it gets on this stage. Nissan Townstar EV strikes again. It's an unstoppable van. Unstoppable!
Look, just fantastic. You can actually see the ProPilot technology in action. Effortless parallel parking.
It moves with all the confidence that comes with a 5-year warranty.
And with a bench full of all-star van experts, there's real strength in depth here.
That's all-star quality.
Search Nissan Townstar EV and visit your local all-star van centre to see for yourself.
Terms and conditions apply. 5 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first.
ProPilot is an advanced driver assist technology. Driver's responsibility to stay alert, drive safely, and control vehicle at all times.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.